Hey, this is Kim Holm with another Space Monkey Postmortem, and this is the latest I've done any Space Monkey Postmortem, and actually I'm sitting here just about ready to start drawing this week's Space Monkey, so it's the latest I've been with a Space Monkey also, and last week Space Monkey was actually delayed by one day, and I'm sorry about that. And I even had a cunning plan to avoid getting it delayed, because last Monday was my girlfriend's 30th birthday, and I couldn't very well spend the day drawing, so I devised a cunning plan. What I did was make sure that the votes, no matter how they turned out, I could draw basically the same page, because you voted on where the Viking cowgirl would take the space monkey, and I planned that I would only show where in the final page, so I could do everything except the final image way before the vote was over. And by Wednesday I actually had done all the sketches that I could. I had pretty much finished sketches for 80% of the page, and then I just had the final image left over. But, as often happens, especially when you plan to draw something in a weekend, life got in the way, and when Monday came, I still only had 80% of the sketches done. I hadn't done anything since the Wednesday. So I had to delay it all and do it on Tuesday instead. It turned out very well. It's probably my favorite page so far. I think it works visually extremely well. There's some things I don't like about it, as always, but all in all, it's a great page, I think. First, let me take the things that don't work, and the main thing that doesn't work is the text. I did not think about the text well enough, and there's no real punchline. There's nothing actually happening on the page, so that's a bit of a bummer. But on the other hand, on the positive side, visually it manages to tell a lot, because what I wanted to create was a sense of distance in both space and time, and to create that in half a page is pretty hard, and I'm very satisfied with the solution that I managed to do. The first thing I decided was that I could draw basically two landscapes and just have the Viking cowgirl as a silhouette moving through each of the landscapes, so she moves through two rows of one image. I don't know if that makes sense. I'm not sure if I'm expressing myself quite clearly here, but the idea was that I should show the passage of time and the passage of space through just a composition. And you have the sun going down, and you have the moon coming up, and you have the I had to start the page all white on top, because logically that's the only thing that would work, and visually it's the only thing that would work, and that meant that I had to start with black silhouettes and go down to white silhouettes. So it was day and it was night, and I think it works beautifully. And then it was basically the loosest sketches I've ever done for a Space Monkey page, because all the information is in the silhouettes, and because the silhouettes work, and because the composition, which I worked a lot with, works, the page stands out and is very good, and I'm satisfied.